Can hundreds of millions of email users be wrong?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, whose Reputation Defender service is designed to help businesses and professionals improve their search results. Learn more at Reputation.com.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. By the end of this summer, Hotmail will be no more. Its parent, Microsoft, is converting Hotmail to a new 21st century emailer called Outlook.com, which integrates well with Word, Excel, and the presentation software PowerPoint. This may seem surprising, but in a world of Google Gmail, there are still some 350 million Hotmail accounts out there. Molly Wood is executive editor of CNET and a regular voice on this program. Hello, Molly.
Hello, David.
Let's play word association, Molly. What do you say?
Okay.
I say Hotmail. You say?
Embarrassing.
A blast from the past, taking you right back to 1997.
It is. Whenever I see that email address from someone, I think, oh, honey, you don't know anything about technology or similar. Yeah, it feels, you know, Hotmail's a little old.
So
I still have a Hotmail address, but I can't remember the login.
But whether or not the word Hotmail carries a stigma, why in the world would anybody ever really want to change their email address?
I think the main reason that people change their email addresses when it's free webmail is that if you have an old email address that you've been using for a long time, a Yahoo address or a Hotmail address or a Gmail, it gets overrun with spam. It's just not possible to avoid that. And so I think a lot of times people just sort of declare email bankruptcy, get rid of that old Yahoo email, especially if it was something like Bob123472, throw it out and get a new one. It's a new way to start fresh with an inbox that maybe the spammers don't know about.
So Outlook.com might be one way forward, especially if you had purchased a Windows 8 computer or a Windows 8 phone.
Exactly. And then it would be nicely tied into all of the things you've done on your phone, the photos that you've uploaded to SkyDrive from your phone. So it'll be a nice ecosystem play. So it makes a lot of sense for new Windows phone users. And I think that that's going to be a big place for them to acquire new users.
Molly Wood is also host of the CNET video show Always On. Molly, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
And here's one more interesting selling point. Outlook.com, Microsoft boasts, doesn't serve targeted ads based on email contents. This seems to be an attempt to win over email users who are creeped out by the way its rival Google customizes ads based on what it sees in emails sent through Gmail. Google's privacy policy says that the system for this is fully automated and that, quote, no humans read your email or Google account information in order to show you advertisements or related information.